Hello and welcome to the first in a series of the Green Elith Zero Waste podcasts. These podcasts are all about rubbish, about where it goes, what happens to it, and what we can do to reduce, reuse and recycle. Today's podcast, being the first podcast, we're going to find out all about what happens to our waste. Why is waste a problem? Where does it go? And who are the people that take it on that journey? So we're going to meet some of the people along the way.
My name is David Purvis. I work for City Edinburgh Council at Powder Hall Waste Transfer Station as a waste disposal operative. I'm currently employed on the Weybridge.
And what happens on the Weybridge?
On the Weybridge, all the vehicles that operate in City Edinburgh Council picking up waste come in here to dispose of their waste, which will then get compacted and sent down to Dunbar landfill site.
And how many trucks come through in a day?
Usually get about 180 vehicle transactions a day tipping. It's usually quieter at the weekends, but Monday to Friday we have about 180, which is about 3,000 tonnes of waste a week.
Oh, is this the truck coming in?
And now we have a refuse collection vehicle coming in, a City of Edinburgh Council one. And I'll just take his fleet number and put it on the system, the computer.
Hi there, my name's Ross Heaps, I'm a charge hand at Powder Hall Transfer Station.
So what happens in Powder Hall?
What happens in Powder Hall, you say you've been at the Weybridge there, and so the refuse gets weighed and then it goes into the tipping stalls. There's eight tipping stalls for the lorries to tip in, and the rubbish goes in and goes in the lock crane that lifts the refuse and puts it onto giant conveyor belts, which finally goes into compactors. And the rubbish is compacted into the containers, which the containers hold about 13 to 14 tonnes per container. And after that, it's taken down to the forklift area, which they get taken off, put in a pile until the train comes back, and then they're loaded onto the train and then taken away to the landfill site.
The train's moved into the yard now, traversed on the East Coast Main Line, and the guys from the train are making the train safe in a stationary position. They're unlocking the items so that we can take the storage containers off, and we're just waiting now for the guys to come round to start unloading the containers.
That's the noise of the forklift reversing, and I'm about to get into it.
My name's Martin Allman. Landfill operative, and we're away to into the train. You have to put them on the train in a certain way so the doors is in the way, and if you look, they're all laid there, so you just pick them up and turn round and put them straight onto the train, so there's kind of snow there. They're not just dumped there any random old way. The bigger the machines, the better I like them. When you see these containers tipped in the shed, it's amazing the stuff that comes out of them. You don't realise what a chuckaway society we live in until you actually work here. Unbelievable.
I'm Barry Folgate, I'm the Area Landfill Manager for Viridor here at Dunbar. I have another site in East Kilbride, Rigmere, which I look after as well. So we had to do quite a lot of infrastructure work here to make the site attractive to bring the waste down here from other competitors. Hence, we've spent a lot of money building our validation shed where we rehandle all the waste. All the vehicles that come in here do not go into the landfill. They're tipped in a big shed. That has two fold. It's one, lets us check the waste is correct and that we can accept the waste in the landfill, and it allows us to change the mode of transport. As you can imagine, running vehicles onto a landfill on a wet, windy day is quite a challenge. It's very wet and vehicles get stuck. What we do here is we tip the waste into the validation shed, as I've said. We then load it into all-purpose dump trucks, which is six-wheel drive, and they're able to get down onto the waste mass safely and easily. It just saves us. It's a bit more expensive, but it's better for everyone, safer.
Just arrived in the validation shed. A big shovel lorry is picking up huge shovels of rubbish, tipping them into a Caterpillar truck. Just having a look at the pile of rubbish, and it's all different colours. Oh, and it's just it stinks. It's really smelly. I can't actually get any closer because I'm going to be sick. How do you cope with the smell?
What smell? Well, I think what you've got here is a smell of fresh waste that's arriving on site. So in the immediate operating area, clearly there's a smell. It's quite a pungent smell, but I think with any job you get used to it. But as we see when we go onto the landfill site, you'll see that smell quickly disperses. And once it's covered, if you were to walk around the boundaries of the site, there's clearly no smell there. But we're right in the heart of the waste at the moment, which is why you've got such a pungent smell.
Just having a look at the rubbish here. There's plastic boxes, canisters, shoes, loads and loads of mattresses and pillows and carpets and rugs, plastic bags. The smell is just absolutely appalling. I'm having to breathe through the microphone cover because if not, it's enough to make you sick.
What you see in front of us here is the dump trucks arriving now at the tipping face. We've got the big yellow machine with the spiky wheels. It's called the landfill compactor. The aim of that machine is to pack out all the waste as tight as we can. We'll get all the air out it so we get as much waste into the smaller area as possible. Well, we are now stood on 35 metres of waste, which has been capped off and had restoration soils on it. Behind you there you see like a grass field with some pipes sticking out of it. The gas pipes, that's where we extract the methane gas. It's collected in the big black box behind us and taken up to our waste energy plant, where we convert the landfill gas into electrical power. Then export onto the grid. At the moment it's going to power the cement factory we can see in the back there. And today we're generating about 5.5 megawatts of power, which is enough to power a town the size of Haddington. You can see the drainage blanket, which is the gravel with the drains in it. There's a bit of water there, which is leachate, which will be pumped off, and it all goes to one corner. So it's fully engineered. You've got 2mm plastic, an HDP liner, and then a protector, and then gravel on top of that. We also use in the drainage blanket is some of our recycled aggregate, which is from our glass recycling business. That's reject that we'd go to the aggregates, and we use it here in our drainage blanket. And once we're finished, what we're stood on, you can see the plastic in front of us here. It's again a 1mm plastic put on top, and then soils, and then we sow the grass seeds on top once we're finished. So it is as natural. It should go back to light agricultural use once we're finished here.
And is it normal to go up to, 30 metres worth of rubbish?
We've got a bit higher to go here yet. We're not at our planning condition gives us a height so we can tip to. We've got now 15 metres to go on when we bring this next chunk along beside us. And it's done in each cell. This is a cell, normally about 15,000 square metres in area is a cell. And that hopefully allows us to tip in there for one year, so we're always capping off in the summer in the better weather. Again, you see quite a lot of machines here. We have dust suppression tankers putting water down to keep the dust down. It's a big thing for us. One of our planning conditions that we have to keep the dust and any other nuisance down. And you'll see the lack of birds. Our bird controller's out flying his hawk somewhere, hence the seagulls aren't here.
It's Tom Bryce. I'm a job here as pest control, obviously bird control mainly, flying falcons chiefly to keep the gulls and the crows off the site.
And how many hawks do you have?
I have four falcons in total that I fly here, and one goshawk.
He looks quite interested in my fluffy microphone holder. I'm scared he's going to grab it any moment.
This is something different. It's not something you can see every day. He sees a few sights, right enough, on a landfill.
Every year, Edinburgh produces 250,000 tonnes of waste. That's a lot of waste. And that's a lot to be going in a big hole in the ground, to be going in trucks and on trains, and to be squashed down and covered in soil every night and uncovered every day. All of that energy that's used, it doesn't need to happen. We don't need to put half of the waste that we put in the bin in there. We could be reducing, reusing and recycling, and that's what the rest of our podcasts are going to be all about. So hopefully we'll find out ways we could do something better with our waste than just chuck it into a big hole in the ground. If you want to follow this series of podcasts, log on to www.greenerleith.org/zero waste. Thank you to City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants for funding these podcasts, and also to Changeworks and Vegware too. I've been Emily Dodd, and this was the Greenerleith Zero Waste podcast.